Welcome, everyone, to Music Junkies, a podcast about people sharing extraordinary stories about how music has impacted their lives.
Welcome, everyone, to Music Junkies. I'm your host, Annette Smith, and we have an awesome, awesome guest today, my good friend, Adam, all the way out in Ottawa. I love it, right? This is the joy of obviously doing Zooms and doing this. So he woke up hot today, right? And then I got him really hot before the interview. So who knows where this all goes. Awesome. Welcome, Adam, to the show. I'm excited. Before we get started, though, I always like to ask my guests, what was your process putting your playlist together?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Excited to spend the time here and just talk about music and stuff like that. So my process, I just tried to think of songs that have had an impact or like memorable impacts on me or experiences. And I just, those songs trigger those experiences, whether it be at a concert or just different things that I felt. Whenever I was listening to those songs. And so those are the ones I picked, and that's kind of how I came up with my list.
Yeah, I love your playlist. If you were to describe your playlist to somebody, though, how would you describe it?
All over the place. I feel like there's all kinds of different genres. There's different, there's some like, EDM stuff. There's some like acoustic. There's some hard rock stuff. But it's all, at the same time, it's all like pretty upbeat. Like I try to be a pretty upbeat person for the most part. And I feel like that's kind of like what this is.
Yeah, I love it. So you got a shave for me before the podcast today.
Yeah, I needed to look good for the podcast. So I went to the barber this morning. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. So is it boxers or briefs? Did you wear like nice silk boxers for me too? Or some tight briefs for me today?
Yeah. I only wear sacks.
Oh, do you?
That's the only thing I wear is sacks. That is it. That is all.
So did a guy expose you to that, or was your wife that exposed you to that?
A friend of mine told me about them, and then my wife bought them for me, and I will never wear anything except for them ever again.
I'm like this close to getting some for Tyler, because again, one of our friends was telling me about it, and then I'm like, go tell Tyler about them.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm just going to go and buy some for him, because apparently they're they keep everything good.
They keep everything good all together, and he'll never go back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You ready for your first song?
Yeah. Fire away. Yeah.
All right. Just listening. System of a Down.
Yeah.
Chop Suey.
Yeah, exactly. So do you want me to like talk about that song?
Yeah, I absolutely do. So why do you love that? What memory kind of brings up for you?
Yeah. So that song, I would have heard it, I think I was like 16 or 17. So we were playing like quite a bit of sports, and or I was playing quite a bit of sports around that point in time. And so it was a song that we used to listen to like get amped up and stuff. And then I went to go see System of a Down live in Montreal at Parc Jean-Jacques. And so that was a great time. And I remember the mosh pits and all that sort of stuff. And it was kind of crazy. But I just remember like it was, get you pretty fired up and ready to rock. So that's kind of why I picked that song. And that concert was a great time. So, yeah.
Was that one of your favorite concerts, or was there another concert that kind of really stands out for you?
That one would be one of my favorite concerts. There's another one. There's another song that you'll talk about shortly, or whenever you play it, that'll come up. That's another concert that I've gone to. But of the three concerts that I've been to, I think that one was the best, because it was like outside, like lots and lots of people. And there was like, I think there was three stages that we on that day. And there was a good group of us that went. It was just a really, really good time. Yeah.
So you played sports growing up. What did you play?
Yeah, I played organized. I would have played soccer. And then when I was really young, I played a little bit of baseball, but that, like, the league kind of closed where we were. So soccer was the big one, and then soccer and hockey. Okay.
So when you were playing soccer, like, did they teach you how to fall and like fake falls, or is that just something like later on you just kind of learn?
Yeah. So I was like, I played hockey, so I was like against the whole falling thing. And I find that very interesting, the whole fall thing, because obviously like it's got that stigma, but I've been to some pro soccer games, and the speed that the game is played at, you think that they're like flailing, but I would say like 50% of the time it's actually like they got hit and they're flying through the air because of the speed and then they fall. And then the other 50 is like people are like just flat out faking it. So I get it, but I was definitely not like a fall guy. That's for sure.
What was your favorite soccer game that you've seen professionally?
The favorite soccer game that I've seen professionally would have been, so I went to a game in Montreal, which was the LA Galaxy against, I forget the team. I think it was the Toronto FC maybe. And it was David Beckham that was playing. Oh, and there was 60,000 people in the big O. But I've also seen a game in Germany, and I also saw a game in Scotland as well too. So that was pretty cool. The Germany game was really neat, but just the fact that it was Beckham and he scored a goal on a free kick, like that whole thing was neat.
Yeah. Do you have a little man crush on Beckham or?
Well, I think everybody does.
Everybody does. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a hall pass for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Ready for the next song?
Yeah, go ahead. Right. I don't know if that one's mine.
No, I wanted to see if you knew it.
I was like, I don't recognize that song. That's not mine. That's funny.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
Egg and Wheel.
Yeah, exactly. So I actually danced with my mom at our wedding to that song.
Nice.
So I just feel like, so I grew up on a farm, and so I kind of like have a little bit of like country in me, obviously. And so that song kind of brings like that, like being free, just touring around, you know, not like needing materialistic things or a lot of money, just being like, hey, jump on a train, hang out, front porch, rocking chair, like that sort of stuff. Like that resonates with me quite a bit.
Yeah. So how long have you been married for?
We got married in 2018, so it'll be 3 years now.
Okay. So how long were you, how did you and your wife meet?
My wife was actually referred to me in the business that I'm a part of. She's referred to me for help on the client side of things with like financial services. And then she was working as a travel agent for a pretty big corporation, and she got passed over for a couple of promotions. She was a top salesperson there, and she wanted to change her career. And our company was expanding, so she came into business with us, and we started to hang out. And yeah, with 4 kids later, and a dog, and a house, and it's kind of like a country song, I guess.
It is like a country song.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a hopeless romantic? Are you a romantic guy?
I'd probably say more like the hopeless romantic. I would think probably. Yeah, yeah.
What's the most romanticest thing you've ever did for your wife?
The most romantic thing. Well, I can think of two. And one of them, so on our wedding day, I wanted to make like her, but then also her bridesmaids feel really special that day. So I got them all a gift box, like a personalized gift box for like, there's like, you know, lipstick and just like perfume and different things like that. And like, and I wrote them all a letter. And so that was one of them. And then her last day of her at her job, I got her a sign, and I put it in our front garden. It said "Let's celebrate." So when she came home, there's a sign that said "Let's celebrate." And then when she came in, I had her favorite like takeout and the table all set. And then I had the Braveheart freedom speech, or when he screams freedom. And so I played that as she walked in to be like, "Hey, you don't need to work anymore." And played freedom, and I think I would say those would be the two of them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So 4 kids, what are the ages?
6, 5. And then we have 19-month-old twins.
Wow. So like you were just about done and then you decided to have twins.
Well, we've always, like I grew up with a family of 4. She grew up with a family of 4. And so we both knew we wanted 4 kids. And so, so we wanted 4 kids, and my wife didn't really like being pregnant. And so she actually wanted to have twins and put it on her dream board, and we got twins.
No way.
It's a pretty crazy story.
That is a very crazy story.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like you had to do some weird sexual positions to get twins.
as many as possible. That's what they told us.
Just keep trying 4 or 5 times a day. Just get it in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your kids are obviously different ages. Have you ever just kind of sat back and went like, what the fuck are you doing right now?
All the time. Yeah. Especially. Yeah. Yeah. We sit back. We're like, this is, yeah. Like what, why? And then they like, they do different things and it's awesome. And
yeah,
and it's fun. And like, I just think of like when we're older, I think of ourselves, like I'm okay in chaos and all that stuff. Like obviously not all the time, but it's fun. It's fun for the most part. Yeah. It's a blast.
What is one thing having children taught you?
Patience. Yeah. Have patience. And then, I mean, the other thing too, is it's not necessarily what having kids has taught me, but also what kids have taught me, that, you know, there's so much joy in life, like just, you know, and be like free and be playful and be happy and, you know, don't stuff like that. But I would say for me was patience is what that had taught me, but then be more kid-like in life and watching them just run and play and just like, we should do that more often, I think.
Yeah. I love that you said that. Cause I do, you know, obviously with COVID we've had to be really, really creative, right?
Yeah.
I can't do some things. And that is one thing that I'm blessed for is that, you know, my kids have grown out and they've moved on, but now we've been kind of, well, I don't want to say forced, but we are enjoying our time together, but it has created more playfulness.
Yeah. Right?
We are going for hikes and we're just being silly and just being and having fun and trying to make the best out of everything. And I love that point. I love that. I just love that feeling of that.
Yeah.
Something so small that doesn't cost any money can bring you so much joy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Ready for your next song? This is a great song. Hotel California.
Yeah.
The Eagle, such a good song.
Yeah. That's a great song. So the reason why I picked that song, that brings me back to probably when I was like 12 or 13. And there was somebody that I was working on our farm at the time who was, I think he's 6 or 7 years older than I am. And so I just looked up to him. I spent a lot of time with him. We worked together quite a bit on the farm. And there was this radio station that we always would try to call into. And you could like, you call in and be like, hey, I want you to play this song or whatever. Right. So we were always like listening in the barn and it'd always be like around noontime. And I'd hear that song, but then whenever we would like think about calling in, they would always be like, it's too long. It's too long of a song. Like you can't, like it's a pretty long one. So you can't play it during like a call-in radio show to just, you know, pick your songs. So I always remember that and be like, and not having this conversation with him, he's like, oh, it's way too long and stuff like that. So that's, but it just brings back that memory of being in the barn and being pretty young and listening to it.
Yeah. So you grew up on a farm. Did you guys harvest anything or did you have cattle? What kind of farm was it?
Yeah, it was a dairy farm. And so, it's still my dad still runs it, still operating. And so they grow soybeans, corn, alfalfa, wheat, straw, like take the straw from the wheat. And then they milk 48 cows. So total, there's about like 120 animals from like brand new to the oldest.
Wow.
On the farm at any given time. And, you know, whenever I was there, like quite often, like as a younger lad, I would have been, I think we had about 250-ish acres and now they're at about 420, 450, something like that.
Wow.
Maybe somewhere in that neck of the woods. But yeah, it's pretty fun.
Do you drink milk?
I like now that I don't live close to the farm, you will very rarely find me pouring myself a glass of milk from the store. Very rarely. But every time I go home, I get a glass of milk, like straight, because we drink it right from the ball tank.
Yeah.
So that's really like, I'll never pour myself a glass of milk like that, but I'll do it when I'm at home because I like cow's milk.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So growing up, when did you kind of grew up in the 90s, right?
Yeah. So I was born in 85. So yeah. 95, I was 10 and late 90s, early 2000s sort of thing.
Yeah. So lots of boy bands back then in the 90s.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Right? My sister's like, we're in the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and all that sort of stuff.
Were you a fan of any boy bands growing up?
No, not really. No, I never got into that sort of stuff. Like I was very, because my sisters were, I was like, man, that's not cool. Like, I don't want to listen to this. Yeah.
What were kind of the bands that you listened to back in high school?
We listened to Eminem quite a bit.
Yeah.
Lots of Eminem, lots of like D12, quite a bit of like Snoop and Exhibit and that sort of stuff. DMX, like we were listening to a lot of that.
Yeah. Did you smoke pot back then?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That was like the thing to do, I guess, like drink and smoke. That's all we had to do.
So where did you grow up?
So I grew up in, so Ottawa, if you go east of Ottawa towards Montreal, I grew up that way. So right on the actual Quebec, Ontario border, like as far, I guess it'd be east of Ontario you can go. The town would have been Alexandria, Ontario.
Oh, nice. So when you were growing up and obviously in high school, so you must have did a lot of like woods parties or whatever you would call them. I don't know what you would call
them. Like we
outdoor
yeah,
parties, like, or would you just go to like a farm and hang out there and have parties there?
Yeah, we'd have like a lot of like house parties, like obviously, because like throughout the wintertime, and then in the summertime, we just outside big bonfires.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. Yeah.
Did you ever put on a big party or go to one that you were like, this is insane?
Yeah. So our prom party, like our year to do prom party, well, my best friend at the time, he hosted it at his house. And so I had a big hand. We like took a whole bunch of wood from our place and made a massive bonfire. That was our prom party at his place. But then I hosted a party at my house one time. We had like a keg party. So a bunch of us like bought a keg and had a good time. That's fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
So I love that you have this song on here, Temperature.
Yeah. That's funny. So that song is probably, I was like 17, 18 at the time. And so when we were living so close to Quebec, we would get a fake ID. So I get a fake ID. I got a fake ID from a friend of mine who was older, and I kind of like looked like him ish. And I would go to the bar in Quebec, and this big, it's a club called Le Saint. And it was $10 cover and $2 drinks. And so we went there. And at the time that was like the song that we go on the dance floor
with. Yeah. I feel like you would be like twerking to this song a little bit.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like white country farm dance. Like just imagine that. Yeah.
So is there a book, Adam, that has impacted your life? Just kind of, obviously we do a lot of reading in this industry. We're always recommending books. Is there a book out there that you would maybe recommend to somebody that's been very impactful?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, also, I'll mention too, like, I think a lot of us have heard of like How to Win Friends and Influence People, but then it's interesting that I'm on a music sort of podcast, but Alan Frew, who I think was a lead singer of The Truce, he has a book called The Action Sandwich. And that was a really impactful book for me, for the sole purpose of his story was pretty inspirational, like where he came from, how he moved here from, I believe it was Ireland, if I'm not mistaken, and came to Canada, formed this band. And just like, he just really like talked about being true to yourself. And like you said, it was like the action sandwich, and just kind of talked about some principles that, it's not a very like a famous book, but for me, it was pretty impactful.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good book that had a big impact on my life.
I love it.
Yeah.
So have you ever been attracted to the opposite sex before?
No. I mean, I got a man crush on Beckham, but that's what
it's for. That's normal. That's okay. Most men do have a crush on David Beckham. Most women do too.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Yes. So is there anything, like, do you have any bad habits?
Oh God, like bad habits, like in this, like today? Yeah, of course. I mean, we all do. Like, I like snack. I snack late all the time.
Are you a chip or like, do you like a whole bag of chips like my husband at 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah, I'm a chip guy. Yeah, I'm a chip. I'm not really into like the sweets or into like the chocolates and stuff, but I'm into the, like I'll eat chips. Yeah, that's like my thing.
So
like,
do you take the whole bag down or are you like, no, I'll just put some in a bowl?
No, I'll take the bag, but I don't usually like crush a whole bag. Like we have this funny, we always talk about like sit on the couch, crush the chips. Like I don't get into it like that bad, into that bad. So like eating chips would be like a pretty bad habit that I have. What are some other bad, I mean, I'll be transparent. I mean, I probably spend too much time on my phone just scrolling through social media. I don't think it's like, I can always cut that back. Well, that's about it. I think
that's not too bad.
Pretty
good.
Not
too bad.
Yeah.
So we were speaking about Eminem earlier. So let's play some, right?
May I have your attention, please?
Yeah.
Gotta just love him, right? He's
with the real Slim Shady, please stand up. So yeah, that song again was around, I think that came out when I was like 16 and my family took a trip out east to, we went to PEI, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick. And that's when that song came out and I would always be playing that song. And my sisters were like, nah, let's play like Backstreet Boys. And I was like, no, let's play this. And I just remember like listening to that one. It would come on the radio and stuff like that. It was really, that's what that memory brings back for sure.
Yeah. And then you have another Eminem song here. Lose Yourself.
And yeah. Just, words won't come out. He's
joking how. Everybody's joking now. It's funny. We just had a call yesterday for our Million Point Bass Shop. And I was trying to think of what song could I put out there. And I put out the beginning of this song on that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's such a good beginning.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I just think if you listen to the lyrics of it, and if it doesn't get you to like be inspired, yeah. I don't know what would, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Do I have any pet peeves? Yeah, I think we all do for sure. Some of my pet peeves is, you know, like you're talking to somebody, they're on their cell phone, they don't answer. That one is a good one of mine. Other pet peeves. I mean, I think we're coming off the election. I just think people should vote. I don't think not voting is right. What else? Other pet peeves. I guess the main ones. I'm a pretty easy go lucky pretty kind of
guy. Yeah, you are. Do you ever get angry?
Yeah.
Pretty fat, passive.
Yeah. Like I don't get, like, it takes a lot to get me angry, but when I do, I'm like, I just kind of snap ish angry.
Yeah. So what are some things that get you angry?
What are things that would get me angry? If it's just like things that would get me angry, if somebody's doing something blatantly wrong and they just like, if someone's trying to control me, like that's like, no, like you're not doing that. Playing sports. Like if someone's being if somebody does something to a friend of mine, like if I was playing sports and let's say we're on the same team and somebody does something to you like really bad, like if it happens to me, I'm like, haha, you're getting a penalty. But if I see it happen to somebody else, I'm like, I'm going to go after that person pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you ever been in a hockey fight or just a fight?
Yeah. 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 I've been in a couple hockey fights. Yeah. 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 Some good, some not so good.
Any crazy damage?
Like to myself?
Oh, vice versa.
Not like really crazy. No. Like, I mean, one time I had like a bloody nose. Another time I bloodied somebody else's nose, but yeah, not too bad. I was like 21 and fought a guy who was 42 and he hit me pretty hard. That wasn't fun. Square in the face. He had some old man strength. Yeah.
And probably old man gloves too, that he probably hasn't changed in 40 years either.
He wasn't wearing his glove at that time. His glove was definitely off. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Next song, Drive. Yeah. You have such a good playlist. I really like it. So why do you love that song?
I went and saw Incubus in concert. And so that was really cool. And a friend of mine was playing junior A hockey at the time. And so we went to his hockey game And we drove to Montreal to the concert, and it was at the Bell Center where the Montreal Canadiens play. And it was just a good time. Like, it was a lot of fun. It was pretty chill, really relaxed. And it was just a good atmosphere. And yeah, I guess we were hanging out, listening to a lot of like Incubus at the time.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah.
So growing up in your household, what was it like?
So it was pretty crazy in our household. Dad was on the farm. So we'd get off the bus and like dad was in the barn usually doing something. So, and then my mom was working, was working for the township. And so there's me, and then I have a sister 2 years younger than I am. And then there's another sister that's 6 years younger, and then I have a little brother that's 8 years younger. So my sister and I were in like high school, and then my other siblings were in elementary school. And so her and I get off the bus, it'd be fairly normal ish. And then, the other two were in elementary, they get babysat. So we'd mess around and stuff like that, but it was a lot of fun. And then we'd have people, like our friends would like bike to our house. And, our place was like during the fall and the summertime, people would always be around, and it was always busy. We had a lot of freedom because dad was working, but he was around, but he didn't like have his eye on us all the time. So we had like that freedom of space. So
I love it. So who did you love more, your mom or your dad?
I love them both. But like there'd be different times where I'd be like mom's cooler or dad's cooler or stuff like that. Yeah.
So what did your mom teach you and what did your dad teach you?
So my mom taught me, and I didn't appreciate this till like later in life, but my mom taught me to always do what's right. And she was like fairly strict with me. So I was the oldest and I kind of broke her down pretty good. Did some lot of bad stuff. I always do what's right and just like stay safe sort of thing. Yeah. And then my dad was like, treat everyone with respect. Like, I just think that he just treated everybody with respect. And he was always fairly like really positive for the most part. And he was a super hard worker.
Yeah.
That's what I learned from them.
I love it. I love it. And then are you guys siblings all super close?
Yeah. I mean, we all like, we have our differences, but we're able to like, you know, get together at Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter and still hang out and stuff like that. Like it's not like, hey, like, you know, so-and-so is coming, so I can't be there. At least not that I know of. Right. but like, yeah, they were all over here at our house for my family's, my mom and my parents' 40th wedding anniversary. Everyone came over and it was a good time. It was really good.
That's
insane. And now there's grandkids. Like I have four, my sister has two, my brother has one. So yeah, it's cool to see that happening as well.
Yeah. I was actually going to ask you that. How many grandkids, right? Four kids having, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah. There's eight right now. There'll be more because my brother wants kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this song reminds me of Derek Jermaine. Lake Shelton.
Got a deed to land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. Yeah.
Oh, Derek. It reminds you of Derek.
Derek's a great guy. So
why do you love that song?
So Alexandria is the village that I like went to school in, and there's like 3,500 people. But like then the closest, sorry, that would be the town. The village that I lived in was called Glen Nevis.
Yeah.
And there'd be like, you know, maybe 40 people that live in Glen Nevis, Ontario. And we joke that my grandma's the mayor of Glen Nevis. And there's a church at the top of the hill and there's a crucifix whenever you like come down the road. So we call that area God's country. So it's really beautiful. And so that reminds me of that. And then I moved out to the country in 2018 as well too. So like I live on 2 acres, about 20 minutes outside of Ottawa now. And so I just like, that song came out around that time where we moved out here and just felt really good to be in the country and then hear that song and reminds me of home and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. That's we bought some property about 8 years ago and we had a building freeze on it for 5 years. And then when COVID hit, they unleashed the building freeze. So we've been building out there and we have 4 acres out there and it's
nice.
It's amazing. I love it, right? It's not where we want it to be, obviously, but it will be. And I love going out there every weekend and just doing this and that, whatever it is. And we were out there last Thursday and it was just cool to have, you know, a fire in the wood stove, you know, and all of that.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Okay. Awesome. Next song, Caught Up in Country.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to watch your face light up when some of these songs.
Oh yeah. So all of like the country songs is like my country song. Like I'd have to say probably Ben Stenford was a good, like got me back into the country stuff. And so it's same thing. Like, you know, it talks about, you know, rows and rows of John Deere green. You have John Deere tractors at home. There's a big farmer around the corner from where I live here. He's got combines and everything's green John Deere. And, you know, just, it's a great, like roll down the window, go for a drive song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great, I love that song. Yeah.
I love it.
And my kids love it too now, which is fun.
Are you enjoying the kids' music this time?
The kids' music?
Yeah. How many kids' songs do you know?
None. Like I don't know any of the kids' songs. Like so when I drive the kids to school and the song requests, so we always do this little thing like song requests on the way. So my daughter is asking me to play a song. I'll bring it up here. Give me 1 second. Let me see. She's like Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home by Ellie King, Miranda Lambert. That's her song that she wants to play. My son asked me to play Astronaut in the Ocean by Mass Wolf. And then Colin Baton Rouge was another one they wanted me to play for them. Cotton Eye Joe, Della Went Down in Georgia. So, I mean, I'm pretty good. Like, I don't have to get into too much of that stuff.
That's good. They have a good ear for music. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what is the worst pain you've ever felt?
Pain?
Yeah.
When I broke my neck.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to share the story?
Yeah, I was a passenger in a car accident, and I was asleep in the vehicle, and then we got in an accident, and I woke up. That's kind of like where this scar is from.
Wow.
Yeah, see that a little bit?
Yeah.
And so woke up and was like, oh, there's blood all over my face, and I walked around, like didn't really, was like, oh my God, like what happened? And apparently I was really upset, like how does this happen, blah, 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 and then I broke my back when I was 16. And so I got taken to the hospital because of that. And then when I was in the hospital, they did some x-rays or CAT scans or whatever, CT or MRI, I forgot what it was. I was pretty out of it. It was after a prom party the next morning. And I took an ambulance from a helicopter ride from Cornwall to Ottawa. And then I was in a neck brace and it was brutal. Like I couldn't barely eat, dress myself. Like it was awful. It really hurt. Yeah.
Did you have like the bars and everything or just like a brace?
Fortunately not. All I had to do was just fold, like had a brace like this for 6 weeks.
Wow.
That's what it was like for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Then a soft collar for another 6 weeks. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Insane. And so is that the only car accident you've been in or have you hit somebody with your car before?
Yeah, I've hit somebody in my car before. We were racing the subway after hockey practice and I blew through the stop sign and I hit the front of my, actually I went through the stop sign because we were racing and he hit me in the back and I kept on driving and I thought we just fishtailed and then my friends were like, we just got a car accident. I'm like, really? Are we hit? And it was pretty funny. At the time it was like, we went to see my friend and he was like really angry. He was like super pissed. And I was like, I thought you went the other way. And then in his car had, it was like an old Saturn, had this like little indent on it. And then he saw my vehicle and then he burst out laughing. And so I told my parents that somebody backed into me at the parking lot. And then a couple of years later, we told them. Oh God.
I love it. Hey, hard dirt.
Yeah, that's real reason. Tell me down, tell me I'll never be
good. Bring all the hurt, bring all- I never heard this song before and I was listening to it this morning. It was really pretty.
Yeah, like that one I heard literally probably 4 to 6 weeks ago. And it just, I think like with what's going on in the world today. It talks about like, if, hey, you know, if you're in the desert, you need some water, like how would you do? And so it just spoke to me and makes me want to like get after it, get to work and go accomplish some goals and dreams.
Yeah. So yeah. Did you ever like any 80s metal bands or 80s rock bands growing up?
Not really, no.
Do you know a lot of them?
I'm not really good at remembering that sort of stuff, but if people like name drop, I'll remember some of them.
Yeah. I was just curious if you had like maybe a guy from the 80s that you envied his long hair and leather pants. Maybe there was somebody that rang a bell.
No. No, that was never something that I never got exposed to that because we had like four channels growing up. So that was something we didn't have cable. So I was like, yeah, I was all about the farm and sports and that was it.
Do you have a song out there that you're like, oh my God, I wish this song was never out there. Like the worst song ever to hear.
Oh, I feel like Backstreet's Back is like the worst song ever just because of my sisters. Yeah.
We're obsessed for the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, like that one would drive me crazy, yeah.
Do you think you're a good singer?
No, I'm not a good singer at all.
Do you play any musical instruments at all?
Yeah, so I was in a band when I was a kid, like a we'd play like O Canada and we'd actually go to other like schools. So I played trumpet, trombone, baritone, that sort of thing. So my dad and my grandfather.
Wow, no way.
Yeah.
Have you put it away or is it something that you...
Yeah, so I'll take it out the odd time and like play it for my kids, but then they're like, that's too loud, put it away. Yeah. 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 But yeah, trumpet, like that would be the one that trumpet, baritone, trombone. I like the trombone, that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is your last song. Can you believe it?
Okay, that was fast.
I know. You ready? This is a really pretty song, too.
Yeah, so that was our wedding song.
Yeah. So how did you pick your wedding song?
So we were like going, like we weren't sure like what we wanted it to be. And then I heard that one and the lyrics of it kind of really resonated with us because if you get through a whole bunch of that song, at one point it talks about like the bride and her dad. And so, so that has a big impact on us because of Sarah and her relationship with her dad isn't like super good. Mm-hmm. And so, that's how that was. And it just was fitting.
Yeah.
I mean, like I choose you and it was really cool. Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Of all your adversity growing up, life that you've lived. Last question. I just want you to share some words of wisdom. Somebody listening to the podcast.
Words of wisdom. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I have enough time to share that. No, I'm just kidding. So words of wisdom. I read this in a John Maxwell book, but you can't fail. You can only learn and grow. Like every experience that you're going to go through in life, there's always something that you can take away from that, that it's not a failure. You can grow from it. There's something you can take from it no matter what it is. And that's what is something I believe. Like, even if I mess up, like, hey, like I can grow from this. I in the moment you don't think it because you're really emotional. So I try to think about things before I react to them. Because if I react, I'm just thinking about my reaction about 2 hours later. So I try to think and pause but I can't fail. Like can only learn to grow. Like I always get better. There's always room for growth. So that would be my piece of advice. Like there's always room for growth.
Yeah. I love that. I love that you said that. And thank you so much, Adam, for joining us on Music Junkies today.
Yeah. You're welcome.
It's awesome to have you. Obviously, if you'd like the show, like it, subscribe, follow, you know what to do. I don't have to tell you, but again, I so appreciate your time, Adam.
Right on. Thanks.
Thanks for listening today. Hope you enjoyed the show. New episodes out every Monday. Please share with a friend and subscribe because you want to. And like me because you like me. Leave a comment so we can connect. And if you have a great playlist and you want to share, I'd love to have you on the show. Please reach out to me on Instagram @TheMusicJunkiesPodcast.